Turn in your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 16:34 for today's message, developing a thankful heart. And when you get to 1 Chronicles 16:34, if you're able, you could stand as we read from God's Word. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so thankful, God, that You are good. And we're so thankful, Lord, that Your righteousness is everlasting. Your truth and Your Word and Your power is everlasting. Father, touch our hearts today and change us, dear God. Change us from change us, Father, from where we're at right now. Change us into what You want us to be, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us look in our hearts today and let us find the things in our lives that we need to get rid of. And Lord, we lay everything right now this morning at the foot of Your throne, and we draw from Your power. We draw from Your Holy Spirit today. And Lord, we're so thankful for Your love. And God, as I preach this message, we ask God today that You would speak to us from heaven through Your Holy Spirit, and let nothing come out of my mouth that's not from You, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to start off this morning by saying how much we need to stop day after day, and we need to look deep within our hearts where we're at. We also need to look around us, and I don't want us to see the things we have, things that we have acquired by our own means. What I want us to start looking at in our life is the things that God has given us. If we would take our eyes off of the things of this world and the problems that lie within this world, and if we would put our eyes on God and focus our attention on Him, I can guarantee you that you would start to see a shift in your life, that you would see things start to move in a totally and whole different direction. Now, I know that this is Thanksgiving week, and we all like to hear, you know, the Thanksgiving sermons and stuff, but I want us to hear from God today. I don't want us to hear a traditional Thanksgiving sermon. I want us to hear from the Lord today. What is God speaking to our hearts? Now, when Christopher Columbus and the other pilgrims came over here in 1492, now sometimes I would joke and say on the Titanic that I would see if people were really paying attention. But when the pilgrims came over here, they came over here and they founded the United States of America, and it was founded upon God. And the pilgrims and the Indians sat down together and they shared a meal together. They were thankful. There was a bond. There was a friendship. There was a certain kind of fellowship that was joined together on that day. And there was a lot of love exchanged between men and women, different tribes, different people. But what was there was a thankfulness, a love that was birthed from God. And it was poured out into these people's hearts, and they enjoyed each other. And, you know, I want us to really reflect on this Thanksgiving week. See, Thanksgiving is not just one day out of the year. Thanksgiving should be every single day of our lives. The moment we get up out of bed in the morning and our knees should hit the floor first thing, and we should fall upon our face before God, and we should thank God for what He has given us. As I read in verse 34, God's Word says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." And that should be the first thing we notice every day of our lives, is that God is good. God is love. God is a holy God. And we, as His people, should worship Him. And we should come together every Sunday in His house, thankful that we have one another. Do you ever take time to thank God for the people in your life and for the health He's given you? Laura and I were talking this morning before church, and Laura, would you just share real quick? Or you may not eat. Okay, well, I'll just try to remember piece by piece. But Laura said, I really don't know if we could truly be grateful or not. And that's true. Because everything God has done for us, do we really focus on that? We may have aches and pains within our body. We may go through trials and tribulations of life. But in all of it, if we give thanks to the Lord, then God will be able to work through the situations of our life. God will be able to take care of every need. But see, I want us to develop some habits today to change our hearts into thankful hearts. We have to regularly practice giving thanks. We need to make it a habit every single day, every moment of every day. Don't worry about tomorrow, but when you get up of a morning, God, thank you for this beautiful day. It might be raining, it might be sleeting, it might be snowing, it might be 5 foot of water. You might not feel good, but if you get up, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my home. Thank you for basically everything in my life. Thank you, Lord. The more thankfulness we have, the more joyful we will be as Christian people. But you know, the more we complain, then the less thankful we will be. If we will look to God in all of the goodness that He is, if we look to God as our provider and our healer, our Father, He is our rock, He is our strength, He is our guide. If we will look to Him as that, and if we will trust Him with our lives, then God will be able to touch our hearts, and the more that we thank Him, it will become a habit. And you know what? The more thankful that you are, the happier person you will be in Christ Jesus. The only thing that He's given us that's the greatest of all is Jesus. We should be thankful for that. And I'll say this as much as I have to from this pulpit, that when we're heading to church, we ought to be singing praises or even just thanking God, even if we do it in our hearts. I know some people don't like to drive down the road by themselves and look like they're talking to themselves, because others around you might think you're a little squirrely, but we don't care what others think around us. When you see something good in your life, point it out right then and there. Even when you're going through a bad time, point it out and thank God for it. And here's why. When you thank God for the bad moments or the trials or tribulations or pressures you're under, it's not because God's being mean to you, but what God is doing is God is trying to condition you for something in your life. He is preparing you. He is wanting to strengthen you. He is wanting to show you His glory. He is wanting to show you His power. He wants to show you His deliverance. God wants to show you that He is able to do abundantly and above all that we could ask or even think. But if we complain occasionally, it will keep us from creating new habits. Did you also know that if you, and this is a proven scientific study, that if you are a thankful person, and if you are a much happier person, and if you speak more positive words, it literally rewires the brain. It does. It really does. It changes. Your brain is able to produce, and it's able to, okay, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to delve all the way into that, but I'm just going to say this. It will, not only does it change your brain, it changes your heart. And I've always said, you get that heart filled with the things of the Lord, and you put it up above what's going on in the brain, and the things of the heart will outweigh the things of the brain quickly. But it will teach you to be a more gracious and a person of gratitude. Paul told the Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances because God wills it. We are to praise God through everything. I'll tell you what. Now I'm not getting political, so don't throw me out the door for this. But during all this election stuff that was going on, I heard so much negativity going on. I heard people bickering about who was going to be and where our country and all. People were, I thought, man, I can't take this negativity. And all I said was, you know what? I'm going to trust the Lord. And I'm going to vote for the person that I feel is closest to God. I wasn't looking at the candidates' lives and judging them and what I've heard. But, you know, I just said, I'm going to vote for the person that's closest to the Lord. But whoever is in the White House, I said, get your eyes off of them and get your eyes on God. Because if we look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, then God is the one who's able to change the course of the direction of our life. So if God wills that we give thanks in every circumstance, then we should seek to do just that. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's facing arrest and a trial. He's facing a beating that no man could ever endure. But he's facing this. He's facing being nailed to a cross. And even though he asked the Father for this cup to be taken away from him, let this cup pass from me. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. What Jesus was saying, I will take the people's place on the cross and I will die for them because I love them. See, Jesus was thankful. I know this. Jesus was thankful to do His Father's will. And that's what God wants out of you and I today. God wants us to be the type of people to do the Father's will and to do it thankfully. He is redeeming us day in and day out, and He will sustain us through everything. If we will rise above our situations, we will see things in a whole new light. I want to point this out, and then I'm going to close. I said I was going to cut this short this morning, and I am. When a thunderstorm happens, an eagle will not fly in the storm. You know what an eagle does? An eagle will actually soar up above the thunderstorm. And the eagle will fly in that area up above a storm where it's peaceful. See, we're all going to go through thunderstorms in life. It doesn't mean that you have to fly in it. It doesn't mean that you have to adapt to that. But what you should do in the Lord's power and the grace that He gives is to get yourself up above the storm clouds and praise and thank God that He is there with you every step of the way. And I'm telling you what, you're going to find yourself in a place of peace. And although you're going to be going through a stormy trial, I want you to know that the Father will bring you through it every single time. We all have a job to do. We all have a duty on the face of this earth. And I pray today that every single one of us will change our hearts, that we will have a heart of thankfulness. Like I said, Thanksgiving ain't just one day of the year. It's every day. We should be thankful for God and what He's done through His Son, Jesus, and that we've got the power of the Holy Spirit to help us live. And we also should be thankful for our forefathers that founded this great nation here and founded it upon God. If we didn't have that, we'd be in a sorry place right now. So we should always look deep in our heart and be thankful.